organizations.
So I think we'll be talking about those things as we go on, right? Some of the qualities they have. Actually, we'll be looking at even the behaviors.
Okay.
Right? Yes. So teams that succeed create a strong foundation of psychological safety. And that is the ability to express their opinions at work without fear. In Ghana, if you are not careful and you are always expressing your opinions in meetings, you can easily become the target.
Absolutely.
Because of the work I do, I meet some of these stories too many times, too often.
Mm.
That I don't talk anymore, because if I talk... So people are living in fear. Employees are living in fear.
To express themselves.
Mm. Some, you know, I was working with an organization, like in terms of training and consulting for them, looking at their culture, and I was doing interviews. And one person said that I was transferred from Accra to Bolliger because I expressed my opinions.
Wow.
So if there is no psychological safety in the team, in the organization, people are not able to express themselves like freely, then there is going to be a problem. The problem is that the team will not be able to maximize their potential. Now, let me give you, so what is psychological safety? So, organizations with a high level of psychological safety provide the following. They provide a safe place for staff to learn, grow, and make mistakes. Do you know something like sexual harassment, right?
Yeah.
In organizations, some women or men are not able to go and report. Why? Because they don't feel comfortable and they don't even know whether the organization is going to act on it, especially when the person involved is in a higher or powerful position.
Yeah.
Right? These things impact teams, right? Now, also, employees are allowed to speak up without fear or favor. We've talked about that. And they are given the platform for new ideas. Nowadays, you innovate or you die. If team members cannot bring in new ideas, that is going to help propel the organization to higher heights. Then that is going to impact productivity. Because whatever you are thinking, somebody is also thinking the same. Whatever strategy you are really building, somebody is building the same. And these days, there are high level of innovation.
Mm.
Uber sat somewhere and he says, I'm going to disrupt the taxi business, not only in America, but across the globe. I'm talking about high impact innovation that disrupts a whole industry. And that is how the world is going. I can bet you, maybe somebody is planning to now bring a serious innovation into radio that people don't even need to come and stay in the studio, right?
Yeah.
So psychological safety is something that must be taken into account when it comes to teams. Also, they are not punished or humiliated for their decisions. Everybody makes mistakes. When we make a mistake, we go back, find out why, sort it out, we move forward. In some organization, when there is a mistake, there is a blame game culture. Because it's not me, I don't care.
Yeah.
At least my hands are clean. The person who is involved, let him deal with it. Right? So psychological safety is very important, right? I'm going to tell you about an experiment, right?
All right.
And this experiment is linked to psychological safety at the workplace, right? And there is a consultant called Peter Skillman. He did an experiment. And the experiment, he found that business students, right, from Stanford, University of California, Tokyo, and kindergarten students to do the experiment.
Okay.
So one is highly professional. One doesn't even know what they are doing, right? And this is the experiment. They are supposed to build a structure. And the structure, they are going to use uncooked spaghetti. I mean, the spaghetti we eat now, not the Indomie.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Then they need a sellotape, right? Then they need 1 yard of a string, like a string, right? And they need a standardized marshmallow. Now, the standardized marshmallow is designed to hold the spaghetti for them to build the tallest structure they can build, right? Now, look at what happened, right? Now, the business scholars who are at Stanford and University of Tokyo and California, a four-member team, you always use four-member team, right? They began talking and thinking strategically and examined the materials, right? They shared ideas and asked thoughtful questions, right? They generated several opinions and honed the best ideas, right? It was a rational, professional, and intelligent way of approaching the experiment. And they divided the task amongst them and started the experiment. You could see that this one is being done by professionals. I guess MBA students, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are getting into the corporate level and, you know, the way corporate is done, right? Now, let's look at the kindergarten people.
Mm.
What they did not strategize like the business students. They did not analyze or share experiences. They did not ask questions, hone ideas, or propose opinions. Their interactions were not smooth and organized. They just gathered their materials and started working. Pious.
Mm.
If you have to bet on the two groups, that is the business scholars and the kindergarten scholars, it's an easy choice, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Which one are you going to choose?
I'll definitely go with the kindergarten.
You go with the kindergarten?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they wouldn't need any theoretical, you know, mm-hmm. analysis to, you know, do that. Right from the thinking, right from imagination, they are trying to create something. Isn't it?
If this one was better, you would have won.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of interesting experiment, mm-hmm. right? So, they did a dozen of trials, right? The kindergartens built structures that average like the height of 26 inches. And the business college height averaged 10 inches tall.
Wow.
Why were the kindergartens able to build up to 26 inches tall? And those who have gone through education, well polished, you know, they are up there. They understand corporate. They understand how business work. Why were they able to really build a structure that was 10 inches? This is where psychological safety comes in.
Okay.
The kindergarten people, nobody is going to blame them if they don't win. If they don't get the higher structure. No.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody is afraid. It's like, let's go and do it.
Yeah.
Right? Now, when you look at the scholars, this one is thinking, hey, what if I get it wrong?
Yeah.
What would my team members look?
Yeah.
How are they going to look at me? Right? So, fear of making mistakes. The kindergarten people are not afraid to make mistakes because they've got nothing to lose. These ones are afraid because we should get it right. Look at us. We are even more highly educated. Our age difference and all that, right?
So do I get the impression that, look, at the organization level, if you have a team, ordinarily, yes, you are open for innovation, etc., then there shouldn't be the need for reprimanding your team members if they go wrong in any of your decisions, so to speak.
So when you give them freedom, right, then tension calms down. When you give them freedom, they are able to build ideas easily. When you give them freedom, if somebody is able to express themselves, right, it becomes easier for them to really communicate and find ideas of whatever project they are doing. But if there is that tension, if now your boss entered this studio, right, and Pokua is sitting here, and Pokua starts panicking because maybe the boss is a bit oppressive, the boss is a bit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that means that people are not able to express themselves freely.
So how strategic must we be as an organization or as a team lead? How strategic must you be to ensure that you give room for people to express themselves, to innovate whatever thinking or ideas they have to for the success of the company, etc.?
Look, ideas is not in one person's head.
Absolutely.
And two is better than one, right? So when you have got, let's say, business department of Joy, if people are able, you see, when you go for a meeting, right, and you want people to talk and they don't talk, there is a problem. A lot of leaders don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you go for a meeting and every time you say, "Do you have anything to say?" and nobody says anything. As a leader, you must start finding out why. Because there is an underlying why. And that why is not one why. It could be a lot of factors. Until you unravel those things, people will never have the freedom to talk.
And for, you know, maybe you, the team lead, you are the reason why they are...
There is a probable cause.
All right.
And until you identify that, you will not be able. So, for example, what if my ideas don't make sense? The kindergarten people don't care whether the ideas make sense or not. What if I'm humiliated or punished for my decisions? They don't care. So they go ahead and they do what? The right thing. When I was I got this from a book I'm reading.
All right.
The book is titled Culture Code.
Mm.
And that book talks about culture. Right? So imagine that this Stanford people as a team, right? They lack this psychological safety. It means that productivity will always be impacted negatively. And once it's impacted negatively over time, it becomes a culture. And once it becomes a culture and deep-rooted, then there is a problem.
There's a problem. All right. So I need to remind our listeners that they can feel free to join us with this special edition of the Masterclass. They can also contribute through our console number, 0555444 I beg your pardon, 9957 0551111957 They can contribute to the discussion here on Masterclass. So let's make progress, Oscar.
Yes. So the outcome of performance drivers is as a result of what the team believe in, how they think, and what they consistently do. Whatever you believe in, you become.
Mm.
If you believe that you will never make it in life, you become. If you believe that there are no opportunities in Ghana, you will not see opportunities. Whatever you believe is what you experience. And some of the things are so psychological that if you are not, and they are so sublime that if you are not careful, that will be the thing that is impacting the team and nobody will be able to unravel it. Because there are some people, if target is set, the first thing that comes into their mind that this cannot be what
achieved. Yeah.
And the moment you think so, so be it.
Mm. I want you, I don't know whether you've gotten to the qualities aspect, because I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, so let me go to the behaviors.
Yeah.
Let me go to the behaviors. So behaviors and impact of performance drivers. Now, we have got those who we call the owners, right? Performance drivers. You know, there are some people you are working with, it's like they own the business.
Absolutely.
The business is not for them.
It's dear to their heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they own them.
Yeah.
Right? And those people, what are their behaviors? They take responsibility without excuses. If pious does not come to work and they add pious work to them, they don't complain.
Mm.
They just go and do it, right?
Yeah.
They own results, and that is good or bad. They take responsibility, right? One of the things I like about premiership managers, some of them, if they lose in their interview, he says, and one of the things I like about Mourinho is that he never blames the players in the press. He takes responsibility.
Yeah.
That is my fault, but probably when he goes in there, he knows what is. So those people, they own what? Results. They step up in difficult situations. When everybody is shaking, they are like the David, and they are saying, who is this Goliath? I'm going to fight you, right?
Yeah.
So they also step up in difficult situations. When ownership increases, performance improves. when we take Joy Multimedia as our own, that is where Joy Multimedia will go to Lagos.
Mm.
It will go to Nairobi. It is going to go to Joburg.
Yeah.
We cannot get there if we don't take ownership. Now, danger, if all these drivers are absent, there is a blame game, and there is what I call "it's not my job" syndrome, right? Another behaviors, the solution provider. We have got those who provide solutions. You know, some people are very good about thinking and finding solutions.
Yeah.
It comes to them naturally.
Yeah.
And those people, when you are working with them, you don't struggle. You don't. Because you know that when it becomes very tough, right? So, like Ronaldo at Real Madrid, when it becomes very tough, I can confidently tell you that some of the players, though on the field, are thinking that Ronaldo can pull a miracle.
Yeah.
Performance driven, solutions oriented, thinks ahead and anticipates challenges. They are the people who predict. You know, some people are predicting that there's going to be another form of COVID or whatever.
Yeah.
They are looking up to it before we realize it's here.
It's here. Yeah.
Some organizations are already preparing because COVID happened, it impacted them so much. They are already preparing for another one. But some have gone to sleep waiting for it to come, right?
Yeah.
Then they bring ideas to improve processes. You know, processes, what makes a journey that will take 1 hour, right? That's what China is doing, right?
Hmm.
Look at the real railway system of China, right? A journey that a car will take maybe how many days?
Hmm.
The railway will do it in hours. Aligning processes, making processes faster. These are the people you need in your team. Danger, if absent, if these drivers are absent, team gets stuck in quote, in complaints. Then we've got the energizer, positive influence, right? You know, sometimes you go to work and you are really down and you meet one of your mates and all of a sudden you come alive.
Yeah.
Every day they carry some level
morale
of
morale booster. We call them morale boosters.
Morale booster, right? Yeah. Every day they carry some level of energy. And their energy never goes down.
Yeah.
I know a man who works in an insurance company. And I'm like, if we get like 100 of you in Ghana, Ghana is going to be okay. Because I've never seen that man being down. That man look like today is not happy. I'm like, whoa. These are the people you need in your team. They encourage others. They maintain morale under pressure and bring positive energy. If these drive behaviors are not there, it impacts team spirit and helps team bounce back from setbacks. Now, the consistent performer. There are some people who are very consistent, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you see, one of my powerful words is consistency. Do you know what consistency does?
No.
It overrides failure.
Okay.
Have you seen a footballer, right?
Mm.
That was caught 11-0 last week. And they said they are not going to play their next match tomorrow. They are consistent.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter the results.
Yeah.
They go ahead the next day and they fight. A lot of people in life are not consistent. That is why they are not able to override failure. So consistency is a very powerful tool. You need to have somebody who is in a team that is consistent. And do you know what consistency does? It breeds expertise. Have you seen the person that just finished, that just got their license and they are put L at the back of their car? You see how they drive?
Yeah.
Yeah? In 2, 3, 4, 5 years now, they drive without holding the steer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't hold your steer. But that is what consistency does. The more you do it, the better you become. The more you consistently do it, you'll build expertise out of it.
All right. And I agree with you, Oscar. But in reality, like you mentioned in your earlier remarks, in a team, you can't have all your team members, as performance drivers, so to speak, you definitely will have some one or two bad nuts in there. How do you manage them? I'll come to you for your thoughts on that. But we want to take a quick break.
Okay.
When we return, we'll have to continue with that subject topic as I introduced it. You're still listening to Masterclass here on Joy 99.7 FM with me, Pius Kojo Baka. Let's now pause for a breather. We'll be right back.
Your favorite on-air business development program, Joy Business Masterclass, is in session. And you can interact with us on Facebook via the Joy 99.7 FM or Joy Business pages. If you tweet, the handle is at Joy 997 FM or at Joy Business GH. Don't forget to hashtag JB Masterclass. You can also call us on 0302-216541 or send your questions and contributions through to the WhatsApp number 0551-111997, and our facilitators will address your concerns. Attention everyone, class is in progress.
With me, Pius Kojo Baka on Joy 99.7 FM. And Oscar, before we went for the break, I was asking how you would manage, as a team lead, how would you manage, the bad nuts in there? Because at the end of the day, you want to accelerate productivity and growth. How do you manage them?
So that is why every organization has got a performance review, right? Every organization is different. Some do it 3 months, some do it 6 months, every 6 months or every 3 months. Now, performance review is for the supervisor or the manager or the leader to ascertain the strengths and weaknesses of the staff, right?
Yeah.
So it is the responsibility of somebody to identify those things, right? Now, once the strength is identified, we encourage them to do more, right? They say the biggest room you can ever have is the room of improvement. So continue to improve, right? Usain Bolt didn't start running under 10 seconds from day one. But consistency of training got him there. He became the fastest man on earth. Then you will see the weakness. You need to identify the weakness and how you can support such a staff to grow. For example, would the employee needs more training? Do they need to be taken on a course? You need to identify what actually is wrong and help the employee to grow out of it. You don't just talk to them. You need to find a solution. And I think some organizations, they don't even do those things.
Mm.
Performance review is like a walkthrough. You go, you sit down, you just write some things, then they go. No, it must go beyond that.
Okay.
If the person needs to take a certain course, let them take it. If they have to buddy somebody to learn more, they have to do it. Because, you see, it doesn't matter. There is no perfect team.
True.
There is no perfect team. So, as there is no perfect team, you'll be having performance destroyers in a team. And how you manage them is through these things that I'm talking about.
All right. I guess we'll be wrapping up pretty soon. But in summary, for you, what would be the highlights and key takeaways?
So let me just talk about this one. Then I will bring it to... I will talk about what you are talking about. And I think the most important one is the one who is the leader in the team. You know, there are people... It's like they want to work.
Mm.
They want to lead. Anytime there is a project, they ask, who want to lead this project? They are the first to raise
their hands. Yeah.
Right? They are the people you need. You need those people also in the team. They take initiative, they influence others positively, and they lead by example. If work starts 8 o'clock, you will never see them 8:10. They lead by example. Right? And what is the impact of these behaviors? They help to set standards and drive team direction. Now, in summary, what I'm going to say is that every organization has got different kinds of teams, and all these pockets of teams work together for the whole organization to achieve their target. Now, these teams, we need to start investing in them. Training and development is key. When your team is struggling, that is the time you need to invest in a team. I was speaking to one of the top guys in an organization. I don't want to mention the name.
Mm.
An organization is struggling. It's in the news all over the place. And I'm like, what your people need at this time is a mindset transformation training. And the person was like, we don't have the funds. I said, the fact that you don't have the funds, that is the reason why you have to do it. Because you see, when organization is struggling, that is where we need to invest in training.
Mm.
But we don't. We don't. And this is where we are talking about behaviors. Pious, there is a certain attitude you have built over the years, the last 40 years. Do you think you can change it overnight?
No, I can't. Yeah.
Right? But the skills you have acquired over, even now, you can even change your career.
True.
Right? Go and do some 6-month course, change your career quickly, and you'll be flying. But the attitude you have built, that Joy FM has employed you the last 40 years, but Joy FM didn't work on your attitude and you only worked on your skill set. Do you think you are here to come and impact the organization the way Joy FM wants it? It's been critical that organizations must invest in the mindset of the people they employ. It is about time. That investment is not done in Ghana here because we haven't emphasized on it. Every organization, their investment portfolio is on skill set, neglecting the minds of the people they employ. Because the person you employ from NEMA, their mindset is different from the one in East Legon.
True.
How do you even align these two different mindsets for the vision of Joy FM to succeed? These are critical things we have to look at, but we don't.
We only look at the skill set.
We
right?
only look at the skill set. And this is where Train to Inspire Consultancy will come in.
Right.
We say it's about time. We have got a training program, 2 to 3 days, depending on how you really need this badly. I'm talking about three to three fully fledged days for you to do training just on the mind. And we've done this for too many organizations in this country.
And what's been the success story?
The success story has been amazing. Very amazing. The positive feedbacks is... And you see, the feedbacks is not even coming only from the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Because our training is also set up in such a way that if Pius come for our training, by the time we finish, Pius will realize that he could have done more with his life.
definitely. All right.
So it's been an amazing journey. That is why we want people to contact us.
Right.
If you really need such trainings, our number is 0555-803-924. Contact us and let's come and shake some limiting beliefs that is hindering the productivity of your organization. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Oscar Bimpong, the founder and chief executive officer of Train to Inspire Consultancy, with today's edition of MasterCard, where we talked about the team's mindset and we focused on the performance drivers. Thank you very much, Oscar.
You're welcome,
and
sir.
Listeners out there, I'm pretty sure you've taken one or two notes of the nuggets he shared with us here on the program. Let's connect same time next week. I am Pius Kojobaka. I sat in for Yao Banafu. Do enjoy the rest of our programs.